Another very powerful place to daven for Geula. It's Hashiva Shofteinu Kavrishayna, where we daven for the restoration of the Sanhedrin. Fact the Chofetz Chaim in Shem Olam says you need to stop and think. Before the bracha, Rabbi Shleilam, I want to request from you that the Mishpat should come back as it was before. That we should have a Sanhedrin. That we should be able to fulfill the Torah in its entirety. Found the Kisra Arizal. The Arizal said you have to be very particular, especially about this bracha, to have Kavana. So what are we talking about? Sosemis and Parsha Shoftim says, Hashiva Shofteinu Kavrishayna, because the Sanhedrin and the Chachamim that were around in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they enlightened the eyes of the Jewish people. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'shaftu esa'am mishpat tzedek. They'll judge the people a judgment of righteousness. V'shaftu esa'am mishpat tzedek is not just if two people have a dispute. And they come to the shofet, they come to the judge, the beis din, to determine who's right and who's wrong, who's chayav and who's potter. No. Primary function of these shoftim is as educators. Shiatu libos b'nei Yisrael, to incline the hearts of the Jewish people, that they should be anshei emes. To teach us to be people of truth, people of authenticity, people of integrity. And therefore on this, we say, Hashiva Shofteinu Kavrishayna, that we don't just want a reactive system, even a reactive Sanhedrin. We want a Sanhedrin that's going to be proactive in telling us how to lead our lives. Teaching us how to connect with Hashem, to connect with ourselves, how to walk with the emes. Perhaps that's the power of having a Sanhedrin, Belishkas Hagazis, that the Supreme Court sits in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what we're davening for, to restore them to their proper place. Because it's from that place of Hashem's Hashchena, of Hashem's presence, that they're able to teach and to guide, to judge. There's mishpat and there's justice and there's fairness. And there's Hashem's presence being brought into every facet of our lives. It's a Shiva Shofteinu Kavrishayna. That Hashem's law, His Torah, should permeate our entire consciousness. That the Sanhedrin should be there, teaching, modeling, guiding, showing us how to live lives that are just and fair and connected to Hashem. Shiva Shofteinu Kavrishayna. Since the Yisayda Avoida, what's Kavrishayna? They were tzaddikim. Tzaddikim who were totally beholden to the Yetzer HaTov. Not like in later years where things became corrupted. We're looking for a total reset and restoration, judgment and justice. Something we long for. Something we need so desperately and so badly.